Switching gears now to an international story that's been all in the headlines for a few days now, actually going back farther than that, but it's really, really escalated in the last few days. Haiti won't become a failed state. Haiti is a failed state. That's a quote from Michaëlle Jean, the former Governor General of Canada and a Haitian refugee. She's not alone in saying that. If there was any debate around that topic a month ago, there likely isn't a lot anymore. The country is teetering on the brink of total anarchy. Things really, really spun out of control this week. But, as I say, it's been headed in that general direction for years now. Gilles Rivard was once the Canadian ambassador to Haiti, and he joins us now to help us understand what's happening. Mr. Rivard, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Gannon, for inviting me. Okay. Well, you said I'm going to be able to try to clarify the situation. I have serious doubt about it, but I will do my best.
Fair enough. It's not easy to pull all the threads apart for sure. Cole's note version of this situation. There's been unrest for a long time, but it really changed in 2021, correct? When Ariel Henry became into power, he was the prime minister following an assassination. That was sort of a turning point when things really started to come apart, correct?
Yes, you're right. The assassination of Mr. Henry was not the beginning of this chaotic situation, but it made it worse. And now we are now in March, and the street gang decided to work together, which make the situation even worse as we speak right now. Yes,
and the street gangs that you're talking about, they have almost taken over the country. I guess they have taken over the country at this point, right?
Well, no, I don't think we can say that. I think that they control big chunk of the capital. They're not, they don't have any control per se in the big city like Les Cayes or Cap-Haïtien or Gonaïves. But in the capital, which that is very central for Haiti, they probably control almost at least 80% of the capital. Yes.
In the past few days, things really escalated, spun completely out of control. What's happened? What's gone on this week?
Well, the thing is that Mr. Cherizier, was one of the street gang, also called Barbecue, really organized the various street gang so that they can have the situation. The fact that they've been able to close the airport, close the port, which are essential for the country, I think contribute to the situation. But it also the accumulation of all what happened since Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated that I think reached its peak this week. This is why at some point we had that meeting with CARICOM where our ambassador Bob Ray was to try to find a solution to this miserable situation for 95% of the Haitian population.
So, okay, as you say, the community came together, a bunch of different countries, including Bob Ray, the Canadian representative, and ultimately the agreement at the end of this, Mr. Rivard, was to have Henri leave, right? He will vacate the prime ministership, that's the plan?
Yes, he announced formally that he's going to leave as soon as this presidential transition council will be put together. This council is supposed to be formed of seven members, different representatives, political parties, civil society, private sector, plus two non-voted members, that for a total of nine. They had 48 hours to put that structure in place. That was announced on Monday. Still today, there is no announcement made, and based on my experience, there's probably a lot of fighting. Very tough discussion about who's going to be on that council, and who's going to be eventually appointed prime minister to replace Mr. Henry.
Given your experience, and like you say, there's probably some pretty tense negotiations. Will this succeed? Can Haiti be pulled back from the brink and return to a functioning country once again?
Well, there are going to be many, many steps before we get we get there. First, they have to appoint that council. They have to agree to appoint a prime minister. And then before we get election, which in my view will not take place before a year and a half, they have to govern the country. They have to try to improve the situation in the country. I think that the international community is there to help, putting in place an electoral process, helping the country in other sectors like education and so on. But you have to have a clear government functioning in a way that will reassure population and the international community. And that will be, in my view, the biggest challenge in Haiti.
All right, and we'll watch it closely. Help me one last thing before I let you go. The order that came out to Canadians in Haiti, basically shelter in place, stay indoors, and if you have to go out, keep a low profile. How dangerous is it for Canadians in Haiti right now?
Well, the situation is certainly not is certainly bad. Now, are we on the verge of the city, the country completely collapsing? I'm not sure we're there. Anyway, Canada has experience in evacuating Canadians. I was ambassador in Haiti after the earthquake, during the earthquake, and after, and it can be done rather quickly. I'm not sure we're there yet, but also you probably saw that Canada decided to evacuate the non-essential personnel in our embassy. It's been announced, I think, an hour ago. So it's essentially consular officers plus the ambassadors who remain behind. It's a bit what we went through in 2010. But again, if I would be a Canadian, probably I would go take my car, go to Dominican Republic, and maybe go to Canada until the situation improves. But it's quite a logistic, and it's not easy for many of those Canadians. So let's pray that these people will not be caught between crossfires.
Yeah, it's such a scary situation. Yes. Mr. Rivard, thank you so much. I really do appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Gannon.
Thank you.
Good day.